From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The WIA publications team are working faster. Amateur Radio August edition arrived this week, actually before the end of July. The article that I had to read first was the WIA comment by Wireless Institute President Phil Waite, VK2ASD. The reason was, it is a subject that I have touched on before, license fees. Fairly, Phil includes the ACMA reasoning as to what makes up our amateur licenses, but largely I feel the argument is, leave well alone as the ACMA may ignore amateurs if we don't pay for our spectrum. The country's obligation under law and treaty seems ignored in this simplistic view. We live in a world where economic dry policy is the accepted norm, and to receive a benefit we have to pay a monetary price. Once there was a time when VK amateurs were accepted as volunteer service providers, but these days that recognition is largely a memory. Search the emergency management website and no longer is Wison or Amateur Radio there. So realistically, is our pursuit just a hobby, as Phil posits, or is this Aussie group as capable as our overseas brethren of achieving recognition as a volunteer service provider? Do we have the justification to argue that we should receive license fee reduction, as is given in the UK and USA? Should our WIA argue this case rather than seem to be deferential to the regulator? Is there a conflict of interest between the wishes of the fraternity and the contract between the WIA and the ACMA in the conduct of assessments and licensing? I don't know. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Q News. We've reported. You decide.